looking for something to soothe your nerves and calm you down. This probably ain't it. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Welcome back to it on a free-for-all Friday. I don't know if you saw this story or heard about this story. There's a kid in Michigan, in Battle Creek, and he works at Steve's Pizza in Battle Creek, and I want to give a shout-out to these folks today because there's a couple, Julie and Rich Morgan. They lived in Battle Creek 25 years ago. And Rich would bring home Steve's Pizza, right? For dinner on payday. Even though money was tight, the couple has since relocated. They live in Indianapolis. But those pizzas, the taste, the memories stuck with them. And the Morgans had planned to visit Battle Creek and Steve's Pizza. But then a trip to the hospital changed everything. They found out that Steve had serious disease. He had cancer. And everything went south. And so his father-in-law called Steve's Pizza to see if someone could send a card or something to cheer him up. Tough time. And Dalton Schaefer, the manager, had different ideas. "What kind of pizza do they like?" he said. And her father quickly sought to clarify. No, we live in Indianapolis. You can't bring that pizza all the way down here. He said, no, I get what you're saying. You're in Indianapolis. It's 250 miles away. I get it. The long story, the short of it is this. This 18-year-old kid said, "What kind of pizza do you want?" He brought two 16-inch pepperoni pizzas. He rolled into the driveway at 2:30 in the morning, left the car running, delivered two extra special pizzas to the family, and told them his prayers were for them. And offered to help any way he could. There's a good human being. And to Steve's Pizza in Battle Creek, a shout out because, I mean, there's a quality employee that to say that this guy reflects well on the business is a major understatement. Right? I mean, this is, well, it's incredible is what that is. And so good for Steve's Pizza. Good for that young man. 18 years old is Schaefer. 18 years old. Dalton Schaefer. The manager. Steve's Pizza. Battle Creek. You know, give him your business. Here's a kid who jumped in the car and drove 250 miles after he got off work at 10 o'clock at night from Battle Creek to Indianapolis to deliver pizzas to a guy who's in hospice. Told the local newspapers, "I just wanted to make them happy." Well, kid, you did the right thing. And we're all quite proud. I mean, that's just an incredible story, isn't it? Just an incredible story. And I'd like to get that kid on the air is what I'd like. That's what I'd like. We need some of that now and then. We need good stories here now and then. And doing the right thing. There is common ground on occasion, you know. You can find that. You can find the good stories that are out there. It doesn't always have to be negative. It doesn't always have to be us versus them, Democrats versus Republicans. There are times when you can look at a story like that and say, you know what? His parents did a hell of a good job. A hell of a good job. I know what his parents' secret was. An 18-year-old kid, drive his car through the night to deliver pizzas. I mean, how many kids do you know that would do? Maybe a couple. But I think, unfortunately, we know too many that would just say, I got to do my Facebook and I've got to do Twitter or Instagram or whatever else it is. So every now and then you see a ray of hope out there that makes you say, you know what, that gives me, it runs a chill up my spine. I just wanted to remember the pizza. He's in hospice. I mean, his time is, you know, hospice, you've been through it, I have. When the hospice shows up, your time is tight. 3 days. So the delivery had to be timely. And then the kid goes up above and beyond that and says, "What can I do to help? How can I help you? What can I do to make your life better?" You know, I guess that's what gets me. Not only does he drive there, leaves the car running just like any other delivery that says, "What can I do to help you? What can I do to make your life better? What can I do besides this that I've driven all night long to deliver you pizzas? What more can I do for you?" Man, if we had more kids like that in America, wouldn't that be something? That would just be an incredible story. And by the way, it's been picked up everywhere. It's been picked up on Fox News. It's been picked up on Drudge. It's all over the place. Just because Julie Morgan's husband, Rich, loved that pizza. Yeah. Facebook post on Tuesday by Julie Morgan detailed the whole experience. So if you want to go find it, you can do that. Julie Morgan, go find her and find that whole story, the whole explanation. And again, give Steve's Pizza your support there in Battle Creek. Take your business there. Why not? All right, this part of the program brought to you by jobs. Speaking of jobs, a lot of good ones out there. If you need to get started today, a lot of good jobs out there, especially in construction. And construction jobs, well, they're cool, and they pay great. Right now, the average construction worker, if you didn't know, starts somewhere at $16 an hour, but could be as high as $30, $35 an hour, plus overtime, plus benefits, plus the opportunity to join growing companies. A lot needs to be built out there, roads, bridges, infrastructure, big, heavy equipment. If you like driving big trucks and moving big equipment, could be your opportunity as well. Putting together new infrastructure, all part of the big picture. Find out more about all of these opportunities in Michigan. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the Michigan Construction banner. SteveGruber.com, click on the Michigan Construction banner. That's where you get started. But remember this. Make sure you slow down in those construction zones. I know they're annoying. Nobody hates them more than I do. But that's somebody's brother, sister, mother, husband. Make sure you take the time to be courteous to the people out there working in these construction zones. There's your tip of the day, all right? It is the Steve Gruber Show on a free-for-all Friday. Good to have you here for the conversation. So much appreciated. Straight ahead on the program, we'll have that MERS Capital Report coming up today. Corey Lewandowski's on the program. Grover Norquist will be here next Monday. I'll have an exclusive interview with Steve Bannon here on the program. Steve Bannon will join me here on the Steve Gruber Show. Exclusive interview coming up Monday. Don't miss that. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Round MVP.
Yeah, man. Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way. That was some ownage. It's a good thing you got me as your wingman.
Right. You mean when you threw that flash grenade at me?
Whatever, man. Huge round. Seriously, great stuff.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes.
All right, class. I'm going to pass back your tests. And a high score goes to... Brian.
Oh, yeah. High score, baby.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you have the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help you get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.